Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here's the pitch to him. He swings and skies it to left center, to the left of center, way back there, and it carries on out of here. Oh, my, Jose Ramirez.
Oh, one pitch, off the glove, and it gets through. Bo will score. Arias thought about it this time. He'll hold at first.
Pull the reins.
With an RBI single.
No, that ball's right in front of him. I think that good secondary by their runner. I think if it doesn't go into the runner there a little bit, he's out of second base, so I think it was the right move to take a shot at second base there. Well, I'm not frustrated in our offense. Get 16 hits, score 8 runs on these guys, we should win the game. You know, we just pitch well enough to win.
I mean, I don't care what night it is. It's not a good night for me, and I've had a kind of stretch of games here that I'm not happy with. Yeah, offense did their part. Bullpen definitely did their part. Just got to minimize damage and got to be better.
Stay strong mentally. You know, we had rough patches last year, and we still won 101 games. The minute you start doubting yourself, the minute you start taking a stretch of 5 games and making it seem like it's more than that is when it starts to snowball.
Well, Orioles, I feel your pain. Losers of 5 in a row for the first time in over 2 years, which predated Adley, predated Westberg, predated Gunner. But I'm on the right side of the computer today. And what I'm saying is give a visual. We have 2 computers here in the studio, and I'm a creature of habit, almost OCD level creature of habit. And I work from the left because I'm left-handed. Well, the computer on the left isn't working for whatever reason. I've already been on my hands and knees.
I think they're all turned on. Monitor turned on and off.
Because isn't that the easiest solution? Just plug it in, plug it, unplug it, plug it back in, see what happens. Well, it's not working. So now I'm working from the right. And I'm not right-handed. Now, I'm a switch hitter when I used to play ball. But radio-wise, it's not looking good. So I'm trying to get acclimated to this. So if I'm a little slow on the trigger, I apologize. So that's that.
I got mine on the left, Bob. And I'm left-handed, too.
Yeah. But I'm on the right now, Vinny. There's the problem. Now I'm fascinated because I'm getting out of control here. Like, well, why isn't this one working?
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be preoccupied with that. But we're not here to talk about my very, very, very trivial problems. We're talking about the Orioles have lost 5 in a row. And I know you want to vent. 410-583-1057. Get on in here. Woman Crush Wednesday. And I'll just go ahead and say it. Orioles need pitching. Duh.
Yeah.
Question is, do they need to start looking for it today? As we're in the late of June here, June 26th, with others searching as well. And Cole Irvin, we heard him. Didn't pitch well. Cole Irvin had me running hot last week in Yankee Stadium, which turned out to be the last Orioles win in a while, when they put 11 runs on the board and he couldn't get through the fifth inning.
Yeah.
It's like, get this. They were serving you a win. It's like you're at a cocktail party and a waiter walks by, got white gloves on, silver tray. Here's where, here, it's yours. Take it. I don't eat that.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to this. And he couldn't get through the fifth. Then they had to go deep in the bullpen. And then yesterday, struggled early. Orioles kept chipping away. I mean, a lot of hard contact for both teams early in that ballgame. And then late, too. He just couldn't withstand. And he was throwing the ball over the plate, which he does. He throws strikes.
Yep.
But you'd prefer to paint corners instead of throwing it right down the middle. And he got lit up. And I was running hot. And when they didn't walk Ramirez, should have pitched around him. And then he hits the three-run bomb. By the way, he's got two homers, five ribbies in the series. Yeah, I was not real happy. My brother was texting me, my youngest brother. And he's like, well, he was bitching about Hayes misplaying the fly ball in left field.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, you know, it was a missile. And, you know,
it was.
You had to do what you had to do. But I responded with, well, you know, they need Irvin to step up. And then, because the Orioles had just taken the lead 2-1, Gunner, wait a minute, they went up 3-2, then we went back up 4-3. Anyway, the Orioles were still at. And then, like, just like that, they were down 8-4. Then he responded, yeah, he sucks. And we like Cole Irvin. He was on our show a couple weeks back when you were gone, talking about Barks, and we all love animals. Vinny and I and Nolan, yeah. We're all pet owners. We were down with that for sure. But last night, I wasn't thinking about my cats and your dogs and Nolan's dog. We're trying to end this four-game losing streak.
Right.
And the bats, and we heard Brandon Hyde. Brandon Hyde's like, I have no problem with the offense. All right, I'm going to nitpick just a little bit, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
They were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
They had opportunities. McCann got hosed on the shot from Mountie off the wall. Mountcastle.
Anybody other than McCann running Bob scores.
But let's give credit to Cleveland. That was a perfect relay situation.
Yep, no doubt.
And he,
no
was
doubt.
And he was meat.
Oh, yeah.
And then McCann did hit a home run, one of the four. The throw to second instead of taking the out. Now you got two outs, runner on second instead of, you know, one out, guys in scoring position. And then Mateo got banged up a little bit. So McCann had a mixed results kind of game. Then the not walking Ramirez. Then bases loaded, nobody out. You get one run out of that. Yeah. And that's only because Jimenez came off the bag at second base. As a McCann again, I mean, when you get 5-4-3'd for an out,
right.
Come on, dude.
Right.
You are lugging pianos up the first baseline. But 1-for-11 scoring position, if it wasn't for the long ball, they would have been in a very precarious spot. But five-game losing streak, first one since May 13th through the 18th of 2022. And as we said, Adley, I believe, came up the next week. Gunner would come up in August. Grayson would make his debut last year in Houston. Westberg came up. Moomin came up. Kowser, of course. So all of these guys, like I've said many times, they don't know losing.
No.
I mean, Hayes, Santander, Mountcastle, they felt the pain of 100-plus lost seasons and getting clobbered by 50 runs, whatever it is, by your division foes. These guys have come up and know nothing but winning. Now they're kind of feeling a little bit, I think. I'm not blaming the consecutive games because they would never do that.
No.
They just need to find a way to get a little on the same page because when they get decent pitching, they don't score. When they put up the bat, they scored 8 last night, lost. They scored 11 last Friday in Houston, lost. Right now, they're not on the same page in regards to consistency. So Irvin's had back-to-back rough outings. And Yennier Cano, when he came in 2023, for the most part, Vinny, I'm like, this is good.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I don't know what the hell's going to happen here. And last night, it was more on the negative side.
Yeah. And the one off the glove, you know, that was...
Mountie was there, or Westberg was ready to make the play.
Bob, I'll tell you this, like, They were down 8-4. I told Becky, I said, Becky, 8's not winning this game. I said, 10's going to win this game. I said, the Orioles got a shot here.
When it was, what, 8-6, bases loaded, nobody out?
Yep.
I thought Kerstad was going to have his hero moment.
Yeah.
Instead, he gets the backwards K. And I'm not blaming him for the loss by any stretch of the imagination. But instead of an expected big inning. And look, Cleveland's got the best bullpen in baseball.
Yeah.
And even Class A, Cedric doubled.
Yep.
I mean, Mountie. Vote for Ryan Mountcastle, first base. All-star game. Kwan made a nice little running play. I mean, he's a two-time Gold Glove winner. So that for him, that's a can of corn.
Yeah.
Others, it might be a more difficult opportunity, but he ran in and handled his business. So the Orioles have lost 5 straight. You want to vent? Well, listen, yes, they need pitching, and they probably need to start acquiring it as quickly as possible because other teams are going to need said pitching as well. Orioles do have the wherewithal down on the farm, as we know. How much salary are they willing to take on? Do they want controllable players? If you're in it to win it, are you willing to bring in a rental? That's a Mike Elias decision to make. And I'm assuming, and David Rubenstein, the new owner, said at his introductory press conference, and I was there, I'm going to rely on the best general manager in the baseball. I don't know anything about baseball. He knows about finance.
Right.
But he doesn't know about baseball, and he understands he's a Baltimore guy. They haven't won a World Series in 41 years. And if he thinks, and Mike Elias suggests, that this move would help them get over the top, and even then, Vinny, you know you worked in the NFL. No guarantees.
No.
None whatsoever. You run into a hot pitching staff in October, and you're gonzo. But will he be willing to pull the trigger on a deal that benefits them in the short term and then worry about the repercussions later?
Bob, I would imagine that prior to him taking ownership or right after he took ownership, Rubenstein and Elias, they had that discussion.
Right.
Like, hey, Mike, when we get to the trade deadline, you need something, we're in. Or he's telling them, listen, you know, I can't do anything right now. But I don't see that. I think they'll be very aggressive. So, I'd be shocked if they're not.
Oh, they're buying big time. But I think the narrative's changed a little bit in the last 2 weeks Bradish out for the year, and which – you know, I said it in February. I'd be stunned if he pitches at all this year, much less makes it through 6 months. And he got him a few starts. John Means, I kind of figured he'd last because he's already had Tommy Jean. That's the new surgery.
Billy Jean.
Tommy Jean.
Yeah.
But Tommy John. Tyler Wells, he had done all the work necessary to build himself back into a starter. Then he goes down. I think that's – and now Man Bun's dealing with it, Dean Kramer. I think losing as many starters as they have has changed the narrative a little bit because you're not getting two starting pitchers.
No.
I don't think.
The only negative right now, Bob, is for Elias, he's going to get hosed because everybody knows he's desperate. And when you're desperate – are you willing to sit and wait, or are you all right? I got to throw in that guy too to get the guy. That's what's going to happen, right? They're going to ask for the moon right now,
and they're going to be bidding against other ball clubs, and maybe another team will get fleeced, but they'll proceed with caution. But 5 straight losses, first time since 2022. Now at the end of June, around a year ago at this time, heading into July, they lost 6 of 7. The Orioles did, and then won 8 in a row.
Yeah.
5 before the break and then 3 right out of that. Then they had a 4-game losing streak in September. But 5 straight losses. A lot of the players on this team, they haven't felt that pain. How do they get out of it? Now, tonight it's going to be on Grayson Rodriguez because Friday night the Orioles went from leading 3-2 to losing 14-3.
Yeah.
So he's going to look to redeem himself. Carlos Carrasco, veteran righty with an inflated earned run average, is on the hill for the Cleveland Guardians. And the way the ball was flying around last night, maybe it'll be more slow-pitch softball fun here.
As humid as it is out there, Bob, yeah, I think those balls will be flying out. Because one of those home runs, they said, fly ball. Oh, It's over the fence.
Yeah. Fly ball. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. See this movie to the right. I can't even keep track of the time. We'll come back. Take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Woman Crush Wednesday. Same number. Get your song requests in. Favorite female artist or band. We're going to talk Ravens. Yesterday, we looked at the first five games defensively and what they're going to be up against Zach Gore. We'll talk about the Ravens offense going against the opposing teams. Five games to open the season and five tough opponents. NBA draft is tonight. We'll get into that with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com at 11:30.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, we're back on the proper side of the road. I did a recheck, got on my hands and knees. Not that I'm against physical labor.
Right.
Just a little old for it. I attended bar for years, man. I used to running out, up, down steps, carrying kegs of beer, cases of booze. I used to be able to hang. Even did tile work for a week.
Did you really?
It sucked. Ugh. Bad. Not say it's a great profession. You can make a ton of dough. I'm just not good at like cutting things in a straight line.
I like bartending, Bob. I enjoyed that.
Bartending is a very entertaining profession. And nowadays, people make a killer living doing so, but it's physically intensive work. I mean, you gotta, it's not just standing there trying to hit on women.
No,
you, I mean, you're
pouring
like
beer,
you gotta go grab ice, lift up cases of this, kegs of that. People like Norm drinking them fancy beers like a Leinenkugel's or whatever the hell he drinks, Yinglings. Yeah,
I don't know, we had that at Granddaddy's when I was in college, Bob.
What, Yingling?
Yeah, Norm would have liked it. We had dime draws, dollar pitchers on Wednesday night.
What an era. I guess things were better back then.
Yeah, yes, they were.
Yeah.
Quarter drafts.
Yeah.
Which you could guzzle in one drink. And the draft was about the size of a rinse cup.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take 50 of those things, please. Yeah. But anyway, I'm on the right side of the computer, so now all is right with the world. Maybe not in the Orioles' world, as they have lost five in a row, including last night, 10-8 Cleveland Guardians. And by the way, can we just come to this conclusion, too? They're good.
Very.
They're the best record in baseball. Bo Naylor, who hit, what, .180 going into the game, almost hit for the cycle last night. Josh Naylor doesn't hit for a high average, but he hits for a lot of run production. And Jose Ramirez, he's an all-star, maybe MVP caliber guy here in 2024. Orioles bats were loud and plentiful with the long ball, but situational hitting, as they say, not ideal. Only 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. And needless to say, Cole Irvin did not step up to the plate. He was serving hittable pitches to the plate. Let's get out to the phones. People want to complain, and I don't blame you. Let's start it off here in Ellicott City with Kevin. Kevin, what's happening?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How y'all doing?
Good.
All right.
I'm not going to complain, no, Bob. But I am going to point out some things that ain't going well.
Well, go ahead, man. Point it out. I mean, they're still, what, two games out of first because the Yankees are stinking. Because you can look at that two different ways, too. Yankees are playing well. The Orioles are five out, six out. Orioles are playing well. The Orioles in first place today. So they're kind of status quoing it up here because they're both playing poorly right now.
And like you guys always say, you know, it's very much a game of ebbs and flows. And, you know, we're just kind of catching the downside of the wave for a couple games. We might lose a couple more, man. Texas is a good team, too. But, you know, to me, I really respect that our pitchers have good demeanor and ice in their veins, per se. But I think we're just having little moments like the other night where the newest guy came in and just threw that gumball to Manny Ramirez's kid or whatever, and that thing's still in orbit. It just feels like being cool and calm under pressure and so on, we're just sometimes when pitching's getting caught with your pants down or something like that, you know what I mean? But we got to definitely get some changes there and adjustments. But, you know, baseball is a very tough game, and we're seeing it right now.
And they're literally, with the exception of last Monday, playing every day. Yeah. They're not off again until next Monday, Kevin, July the 1st. Then they get that stretch out west, then they come back home for the Cubs and the Yankees. Then it's the All-Star break. So who knows how things will unfold. And if the roster will look a little bit different there by the break.
Yeah, if it does, yeah, like I said earlier, Bob, he's going to have to give. He's not going to win. He's going to lose the trade.
Well, as long as they win the World Series,
yeah,
we'll take that. Hey, Nolan, you're a smart guy. What's the good one, the ebb or the flop?
I never thought about it. That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Flow what sounds good.
Yeah,
I like
because you're flowing. I don't ebb and you're stopping.
Ebb feels like it's something in your way. Like you were flowing, but then the ebb comes.
Ah, well, we don't like ebb. Now we know. Ebbs and flows. I mean, yeah, man, we need to ebb all day.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Orioles right now are ebbing. Let's go to Russell and Frederick. Russell, what's up?
What's going on, Vinny and Haney? Bob, it was great to meet you last night. Same with Norm. You guys have a great show there.
Hey, Russell. Absolutely, man. What's happening?
No, just, you know, a little frustrated, obviously, with the five-game losing streak. I'm not worried yet, but it's more of the I'm in the opinion, let's just get to the All-Star break, get to the deadline, hit the reset button, and just go from there. Like, I'm not worried. I think last year at this time, they would have lost 4-5 to Minnesota and New York, if I recall. And then they got rolling then. So, again, you know, it's fine, but it sucks. But, you know.
Well, which makes it suck, Russell, a little bit more, I guess, as we sit here and talk as Orioles fans. You just went through that three-series stretch where you took two out of three from Atlanta, took two out of three from Philly, took two out of three from New York, and then spanked them in the finale. And then you're going to Houston, a losing team, still, but on a fire right now, winners of six in a row, three against the Orioles. Like, oh, man, they're primed to take – they were a half game out of first, primed to take over, and then to kind of come a cropper or ebbed the way that they have. I think that's what makes it a little frustrating because it seemed as though they were just about to get over that hump and then the pitching woes, and then they got cold offensively for a couple of games, kind of did them in a little bit here.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think the honeymoon phase of the Cole Irvin and Suarez is definitely over at this point. Just, you know, when they get more pitchers, just get them in the bullpen at this point and just, you know, ride with that for the time being.
Yeah, I think Suarez in the bullpen with a power arm like that would be an asset, because right now I'm a little, not that the Orioles care what I think, but Cano's, he's a little puzzling to me at this time.
No, I agree. And especially with no Colon, it's going to be rough for a while too. But yeah, that's all I have. And thanks for letting me call in.
All right, Russell. Thank you, Russell. Came by last night. Remember, Nolan, talked to us, me, you, Cordell. Had a good old time down at Pickles Pub, which will be there tonight as the Orioles try to break this five-game skid against Cleveland. Me, Ryan Ripken, Joe LaCroix, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
What's up is, Bob, I've got friends who play baseball. Some of them were actually pitchers. Now they're coming up with a conspiracy, Bob.
Uh-oh.
That some of these injuries may be due to the pitch clock. So I let them talk to me about, after they threw certain pitches, how their body felt, and they took the time before their next pitch. But now you have that pitch clock, and I think one of my guys told me that the pitch clock was at one time, how many seconds, but they lowered it. Did they do that?
Yeah, it's down to like 20 now with the men on base.
So hear me out.
The pitch clock was implemented, if I'm not mistaken, because the batters were out there reading newspapers between pitches, and they wanted to speed up the games. And that's your people you talk to, not the first to say that could be part of the equation, because nobody in baseball even knows why these injuries have escalated the way that they have. I'm going to lean towards everybody's trying to throw 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
That. And when you're trying to throw 100 and put spin rate on a nasty breaking pitch, I mean, it's an unnatural act to throw a baseball at that pace. And sooner or later, your arm, your shoulder, elbow, it's gonna be affected by it, I guess. But then again, Mickey Lolich, who looks like me, threw 300 innings a year and literally said, "Hold my beer," as he pitched for the Tigers.
Yeah, but here you go, Bob. Check this out.
And he pitched every fourth day, too, by the way.
If you stretch a rubber band enough time, it will lose its tension. So all I'm saying is, you know, and these guys I'm talking about, they were pitchers in high school and in college, and they were just giving me an idea how their arms felt after they threw a certain pitch. And they were talking to me about, yeah, overhand is not a correct way to throw a ball. It's supposed to come between 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, the way you deliver a ball. I'm like, oh, y'all teaching me something. I didn't know all this stuff because I ain't no baseball player. But I'm just saying, could there be some validity? Maybe there should be some research since they put in this clock that had the injuries increase. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Joe, speaking of research, I Googled where to watch Olympic boxing trials, and the response was, go bleep yourself. I was like, what? Wait a minute, what? Oh, he's gone. Joe tapped out. Wanted to talk. Look, how long has baseball been existent?
Forever.
A couple hundred years?
Yeah.
This is how you get the ball to the plate, and you get it at maximum velocity. And I know in softball, and I played fast pitch softball, you could get that ball coming up there at a 40 feet at a big old rate of speed, but you're not throwing a baseball 100 miles an hour underhanded or windmill style. This is how you get the maximum velo out of it. But Tommy John surgeries, and some have had multiple. John Means, he's on his second. Tyler Wells, he's on his second. Who knows what Coulomb's deal is going to be as he's been dealing with it. Garrett Cole, he's had arm problems. Yeah. But it's just Nolan Ryan had elbow problems, but he was a freak of nature, man. There's only one of those guys. I can't explain it. And if the baseball experts knew, they would figure out a way to make it stop.
Yeah, no
but they doubt. Can't.
No doubt. And the thing that's kind of surprising, Bob, and I don't know why, but I mean, quarterbacks probably throw more than baseball pitchers, but they don't throw, you know, thumb or twist in, they twist out. I don't know, maybe that's different. Maybe that's easier on the elbow. I don't know, because you don't see Tommy John with all these quarterbacks that are throwing, you know, all these ball every day.
Yeah, and usually if there's an injury, and Terry Bradshaw's career ended with an elbow injury.
Okay.
But
Did Montana. Montana had an elbow in. And you know what?
Was it from throwing or like the shoulder injuries, like Burt Jones, historically, we know in these parts, because they were getting sacked, tackled, taking a lot of hits. I can't recall, correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, and Vinny and Nolan, a guy heave-hoeing a football and then going, oh, man, I can't throw anymore.
Joe, Montana did. We were over in Berlin, Bob, playing in one of those summer games, you know, preseason type things. And the advertisers or whatever asked Joe to throw the ball up into the stands, you know, as far as he could. And he throws it as far as he could up there, Bob. And then after that, all you saw Joe doing all the time, grabbing the elbow, grabbing the elbow. And then he ended up having surgery.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're a doctor, you have a way to remedy these Tommy Johns, feel free to get in, because I'm sure Mike Elias would be listening intently to that. Got Ravens talk coming up as the show progresses. We talked yesterday about the first five games with the Ravens defense is going up against. We'll talk about the Ravens offense going up against the opposing teams. Remember, Kansas City's defense held the Ravens to 10 points, one touchdown in the AFC Championship game. That's never happening again, is it? Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Coming up 11 o'clock. Start looking at that Ravens schedule. Their offensive capabilities against the first five opponents. Opening, as we said, September 5th. Arrowhead taking on the Chiefs. Kansas City, AFC Championship game. Ravens scored a touchdown on their first drive. Lamar improvising and adapting. Hits Zay Flowers for the TD. And they didn't score another touchdown rest of the game. And we know how the result played out negatively for the hometown football team. But the offense, let's see here. Three starters gone from the O-line, which Nate Davis brought up as a concern. Yeah. And so did The Athletic yesterday. And we'll get back to these roster strengths in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Derrick Henry's coming in. Now, Nate seemed to think, and we respect Nate greatly from USA Today. I think you've said it. I believe Nolan agrees with me and you. I don't see, and Nolan, get in here, I don't see any sort of possible problemos with Derrick Henry and Lamar having issues with mesh points and communication and trying to get him into more of a spread run situation. If anything, I envision offensive line to be determined. I envision gaping holes here for Derrick Henry. I said 1,500 yards, double-digit touchdowns. I'm going to walk back to 1,500 to maybe more 12-ish. But if he's averaging five a carry and gets double-digit TDs, bring it on.
I think Lamar's going to be under center more than he's ever been, too. Just because it's going to be a that is what Henry does best. So I got to get Lamar under center. And I think Lamar, with his play-action pass, kind of like Flacco with Kubiak, I think that'll be involved more. So, and I think, and we'll go over some of the stuff here, but I broke down like the first four games from last year offensively too, Bob, and it's the run carries are all spread out, and Lamar was like the lead runner in almost all four games, so I don't think that's going
to
happen.
And I'll ask you both this and our listeners as well before we get to the break, because I got to get this clock integrity back in order here. And then we'll get back to the Orioles. We'll crap on them a little bit. He averaged 4.2 a carry, Derrick Henry, last year. Are we cool with this? Is that a guy in decline? Now, if he dips below that, then it's like, oh, crap. But 4.2, all right, let's even make it clearer. 1,167 yards, 4.2, 12 touchdowns. He duplicates what he did last year. Are we accepting that?
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great.
Because you're getting run support from elsewhere. Lamar's still going to run.
Yeah.
You're presumably going to have, ideally, another back alongside Derrick Henry, whether that ends up being Justice Hill or maybe a veteran addition right before the season. You know, where Henry was doing that stuff in Tennessee, it was just him. It really... Last year, he was the entire offense. They didn't even have receivers after they've lost A.J. Brown. So he was the Titans' offense. Now he has support here. I think that's fair to expect him to repeat at least last year.
All right, what about 280 carries-wise? He's going to be the bell cow here.
Yep.
And it's not going to be splitting carries. And could this be the first year that Lamar's not the leading rusher?
I hope it is. I would expect it to be. I think, Bob, let me just give you an example. Like Houston first game last year, okay? Lamar carried it six times, Gus eight, Dobbins eight, Justice Hill 8. You know, that's not happening anymore.
Right.
I could see where, Derek has 16. You know, he has Gus's and Dobbins each 8s, and then he has 16 carries.
What do you think?
Well, I would agree with that, and that's kind of, you got to play to Henry's strengths.
Yep.
You know, he demands that kind of volume. He's not a Keaton Mitchell where you give him 2-3 carries, but he'll take one of them for 50-plus yards. He's a ground-and-pound guy.
I see a guy in Derrick Henry who sees a Super Bowl championship possibly. I think he's going to have a monster season, maybe not the 2,000-yard monster season. Ravens offense, well, they do like to run them. Anyway, I think Derrick Henry is going to be an asset to the team,
Look
not
at
a
Ingram,
question
his
mark.
First year, Bob.
He rushed for over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
But, and made the pro and scored double-digit touchdowns, yep, both passing and receiving combined. I think just rushing, he had like 10 and 5 as a pass catcher. But Lamar still led the team in rushing that year. Let's not forget. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Yeah, we know the Orioles need pitching. But should they trade for somebody this week? Because who knows what Dean Kramer's status is. Woman Crush Wednesday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. What's happening, everybody? Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's Other Side of the Glass, coming up 11 o'clock. Going to start breaking down the Ravens' offense. Looking ahead, looking back at last year, first year with Todd Monken.
Yep.
Now going into year two and looking ahead to the opponents they will face and their expected defensive strength. So stay tuned for that. Whip around 11:15. A lot going on in the world of sports, kind of. Big NBA trade last night. We'll talk about that with Sean Devaney and the upcoming draft at 11:30 from Heavy.com. Got news from the Nest at noon. Jim Hunter joins us 12:30. Talk about the Birds. They've lost 5 straight. And then Cordell Woodland's going to join us for NFL Lunch, our colleague here on The Fan, at 1 o'clock. But getting back to last night's Orioles loss as we head into top of the hour. 10-8. Birds have lost 5 in a row. Jose Ramirez, 3-run jack. A lot of hard contact off the bat of Cole Irvin, who has had a rough May, or June rather, after a May in which he was 3-1 with a 2.01. Acceptable.
Yep.
May, 1-2 with a 5.47. Unacceptable. 26 1/3 inning pitched. 40 hits. The whip is very much slow pitch softball. Like, he's given up 5 homers. He's only walked 4, and he does usually have a pretty strong control. Mm-hmm. Another warning sign is that the opposing teams in this month, 5 starts, by the way, are hitting .345.
Whoa.
Everybody's Stephen Kwan, it seems.
Damn.
Against Cole Irvin. So he needs to get it together because they need him. And he understands that. And we played Cole Irvin after the game basically saying, I sucked.
Yeah.
And they need him. And which irked me. In a game in which the Orioles beat the Yankees 17-5, I'm not irked. But the one thing that just stuck in my craw after the fact, Vinny,
yep,
and I said it to my cousin Al when we were watching the game, I was like, can't believe that dude couldn't get through 5 innings.
Yeah.
I mean, they're giving you, they have just said, here's 11 runs. Take this W. Nope. No, I don't want it. Nah, Brian Baker, you come in, you get this W. Get that win. And then last night, knowing they needed length after Suarez on Sunday in Houston, and then Monday night, Cade Povich, who did, but by the way, they both pitched longer than Irvin did.
Yeah.
Like, you have to give them something, and he didn't. And not only did he not give them anything, but grief, he was getting lit up. Now, do things change? If McCann takes the out at first, and then there's maybe you get out of that inning before Ramirez even has an opportunity to do damage. Who knows? But Cole Irvin, man, we need you. We need you big time because they're going to trade for a pitcher of the Orioles. We know that.
No doubt.
They're going to get a bullpen arm and a starter. I don't see him. I could be wrong. I don't see him getting 2 starters because you get 2 starters. And again, it all depends on Dean Kramer's effectiveness.
Yeah, no doubt.
Then you move Irvin and Suarez to the bullpen.
Yep.
Because with Coulomb out till September, you need another lefty arm. And that could be Cole Irvin. And I think Suarez with 97, 98 with movement, I think he could be real effective in a setup role. I mean, it's Craig Kimbrell. We haven't even needed him.
No.
In quite some time.
But they were saying on TV last night, Bob, towards the end, they says they may get Kimbrell in just because he hadn't pitched in a while.
It worked. And hopefully, no offense to Craig Kimbrell, they don't need him tonight because they win 10-0.
Yeah.
Or something like that behind Grayson Rodriguez. But yes, they need pitching. But Cole Irvin, he's had a rough month of June, and he needs to straighten it out because the Birds obviously need him to be much more effective when he takes the mound every fifth day.
Bob, if they get guys, you know, and then they put Irvin and Suarez in the bullpen, who leaves? Tate, or...
Well, Tate's got options.
Yep,
Tate has. And it's not like he's been all that great either. I mean, he has his moments of brilliance. Let's not forget, with Dylan Tate, he was a fourth or fifth overall pick by Texas. They traded him to the Yankees, and then the Orioles got him from New York in the Zach Britton trade, and he was great. In 22, missed all of last year. I believe it was an elbow issue. And they're slow playing him, I guess, but when he pitches, he can look really good or he can look real shaky. But, you know, Dylan Tate, because of the options, could be someone that could get sacrificed. Could the Orioles use another right-handed bat? They did sign Garrett Cooper yesterday to a minor league deal, who was an all-star 2 years ago for the Marlins. I don't know if he answers the questions they might have with right-handed power out there at either DH or outfield or first base. Well, you got first base covered. First base is covered. Mounty and O'Hearn. Yeah. Hey, I mean, you're good there. But could Garrett Cooper be someone to keep an eye on? Hey, remember Aaron Hicks?
Yep.
Got him off the scrap heap from the Yankees last year, and he was huge contributor to the Orioles winning the American League East. But the Birds have dropped five in a row for the first time in over 2 years. Pre-Adley. Pre-Gunner, pre-Grayson, pre-Westy, pre-Moo-Man, pre all of those guys, they're tasting their first bitter pill of a losing streak that extends beyond four games. We'll talk more about that with Jim Hunter later in the show, but we'll come back to talk about the Ravens, that schedule, and the offense this year versus last year. Todd Monken, year two, how much do things change?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vidian Haney, 105.7 The Fan, coming up 11 o'clock. Start looking at that Ravens schedule. They're offensive capabilities against the first five opponents, opening, as we said, September 5th, Arrowhead taking on the Chiefs, Kansas City, AFC Championship game. Ravens scored a touchdown on their first drive. Lamar improvising and adapting, hits Zay Flowers for the TD, and they didn't score another touchdown rest of the game, and we know how the result played out negatively for the hometown football team. But the offense, let's see here. Three starters gone from the O-line, which Nate Davis brought up as a concern, and so did The Athletic yesterday. And we'll get back to these roster strengths in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Derrick Henry's coming in. Now, Nate seemed to think, and we respect Nate greatly from USA Today. I think you've said it. I believe Nolan agrees with me and you. I don't see, and Nolan, get in here, I don't see any sort of possible problemos with Derrick Henry and Lamar having issues with mesh points and communication and trying to get him into more of a spread run situation. If anything, I envision offensive line to be determined. I envision gaping holes here for Derrick Henry. I set 1,500 yards, double-digit touchdowns. I'm going to walk back to 1,500 to maybe more 12-ish. But if he's averaging five a carry and gets double-digit TDs, bring it on.
I think Lamar's going to be under center more than he's ever been, too. Just because it's going to be a that is what Henry does best. So I got to get Lamar under center. And I think Lamar, with his play-action pass, kind of like Flacco with Kubiak, I think that'll be involved more. So, and I think, and we'll go over some of the stuff here, but I broke down like the first four games from last year offensively too, Bob, and it's the run carries are all spread out, and Lamar was like the lead runner in almost all four games, so I don't think that's going
to
happen.
And I'll ask you both this and our listeners as well before we get to the break, because I got to get this clock integrity back in order here, and then we'll get back to the Orioles. We'll crap on them a little bit. He averaged 4.2 a carry, Derrick Henry, last year. Are we cool with this? Is that a guy in decline? Now, if he dips below that, then it's like, oh, crap. But 4.2, all right, let's even make it clearer. 1,167 yards, 4.2, 12 touchdowns. He duplicates what he did last year. Are we accepting that?
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great.
Because you're getting run support from elsewhere. Lamar's still going to run.
Yeah.
You're presumably going to have, ideally, another back alongside Derrick Henry, whether that ends up being Justice Hill or maybe a veteran addition right before the season. You know, where Henry was doing that stuff in Tennessee, it was just him. It really, last year, he was the entire offense. They didn't even have receivers after they've lost A.J. Brown. So he was the Titans' offense. Now he has support here. I think that's fair to expect him to repeat at least last year.
All right, what about 280 carries-wise? He's going to be the bell cow here.
Yep.
And it's not going to be splitting carries. And could this be the first year that Lamar's not the leading rusher?
I hope it is. I would expect it to be. I think, Bob, let me just give you an example. Like Houston first game last year, okay? Lamar carried it six times, Gus eight, Dobbins eight, Justice Hill eight. You know, that's not happening anymore.
Right.
Those, I could see where, like, Derek has 16. You know, he has Gus's and Dobbins each eights, and then he has 16 carries.
What do you think?
Well, I would agree with that, and that's kind of, you got to play to Henry's strengths.
Yep.
You know, he demands that kind of volume. He's not a Keaton Mitchell where you give him two, three carries, but he'll take one of them for 50-plus yards. He's a ground-and-pound guy.
I see a guy in Derrick Henry who sees a Super Bowl championship possibly. I think he's going to have a monster season, maybe not the 2,000-yard monster season. Ravens offense, well, they do like to run them. Anyway, I think Derrick Henry's going to be an asset to the team,
Look
not
at
a
Ingram,
question
his
mark.
First year, Bob.
He rushed for over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
But, and made the pro and scored double-digit touchdowns, yep, both passing and receiving combined. I think just rushing, he had like 10 and 5 as a pass catcher. But Lamar still led the team in rushing that year, let's not forget. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Yeah, we know the Orioles need pitching, but should they like trade for somebody this week? Because who knows what Dean Kramer's status is. Woman Crush Wednesday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. What's happening, everybody? Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's other side of the glass coming up 11 o'clock. Going to start breaking down the Ravens offense. Looking ahead, we're looking back at last year, first year with Todd Monken.
Yep, yep.
Now going into year two and looking ahead to the opponents they will face and their expected defensive strength. So stay tuned for that. Whip around 11:15. A lot going on in the world of sports, kind of. Big NBA trade last night. We'll talk about that with Sean Devaney and the upcoming draft at 11:30 from Heavy.com. Got news from the Nest at noon. Jim Hunter joins us 12:30. Talk about the Birds. They've lost 5 straight. And then Cordell Woodland's going to join us for NFL Lunch, our colleague here on The Fan, at 1 o'clock. But getting back to last night's Orioles loss as we head into top of the hour. 10-8. Birds have lost 5 in a row. Jose Ramirez, 3-run jack. A lot of hard contact off the bat of Cole Irvin, who has had a rough May, or June rather, after a May in which he was 3-1 with a 2.01. Acceptable.
Yep.
May, 1-2 with a 5.47. Unacceptable. 26 1/3 inning pitched. 40 hits. The whip is very much slow pitch softball. Like, he's given up 5 homers. He's only walked 4, and he does usually have a pretty strong control. Mm-hmm. Another warning sign is that the opposing teams in this month, 5 starts, by the way, are hitting .345.
Whoa.
Everybody's Stephen Kwan, it seems.
Damn.
Against Cole Irvin. So he needs to get it together because they need him. And he understands that. And we played Cole Irvin after the game basically saying, I sucked.
Yeah.
And they need him. And which irked me. In a game in which the Orioles beat the Yankees 17-5, I'm not irked. But the one thing that just stuck in my craw after the fact, Vinny,
yep,
and I said it to my cousin Al when we were watching the game, I was like, can't believe that dude couldn't get through 5 innings.
Yeah.
I mean, they're giving you, they have just said, here's 11 runs. Take this W. Nope. No, I don't want it. Nah, Brian Baker, you come in, you get this W. Get that win. And then last night, knowing they needed length after Suarez on Sunday in Houston, and then Monday night, Cade Povich, who did, but by the way, they both pitched longer than Irvin did.
Yeah.
Like, you have to give them something, and he didn't. And not only did he not give them anything, but grief, he was getting lit up. Now, do things change? If McCann takes the out at first, and then there's maybe you get out of that inning before Ramirez even has an opportunity to do damage. Who knows? But Cole Irvin, man, we need you. We need you big time because they're going to trade for a pitcher of the Orioles. We know that.
No doubt.
They're going to get a bullpen arm and a starter. I don't see him. I could be wrong. I don't see him getting 2 starters because you get 2 starters. And again, it all depends on Dean Kramer's effectiveness.
Yep, no doubt.
Then you move Irvin and Suarez to the bullpen.
Yep.
Because with Coulomb out till September, you need another lefty arm. And that could be Cole Irvin. And I think Suarez with 97, 98 with movement, I think he could be real effective in a setup role. I mean, it's Craig Kimbrell. We haven't even needed him.
No.
In quite some time.
But they were saying on TV last night, Bob, towards the end, they says they may get Kimbrell in just because he hadn't pitched in a while.
It worked. And hopefully, no offense to Craig Kimbrell, they don't need him tonight because they win 10-0.
Yeah.
Or something like that behind Grayson Rodriguez. But yes, they need pitching. But Cole Irvin, He's had a rough month of June, and he needs to straighten it out because the Birds obviously need him to be more, much more effective when he takes the mound every fifth day.
Bob, if they get guys, you know, and then they put Irvin and Suarez in the bullpen, who leaves? Tate, or...
Well, Tate's got options.
Yep,
Tate has. And it's not like he's been all that great either. I mean, he has his moments of brilliance. Let's not forget with Dylan Tate, he was a fourth or fifth overall pick by Texas. They traded him to the Yankees, and then the Orioles got him from New York in the Zach Britton trade, and he was great. In 22, missed all of last year. I believe it was an elbow issue. And they're slow playing him, I guess. But when he pitches, he can look really good or he can look real shaky. But, you know, Dylan Tate, because of the options, could be someone that could get sacrificed. Could the Orioles use another right-handed bat? They did sign Garrett Cooper yesterday to a minor league deal, who was an all-star 2 years ago for the Marlins. I don't know if he answers the questions they might have with right-handed power out there at either DH or outfield or first base. Well, you got first base covered. First base is covered. Mountie and O'Hearn, hey, I mean, you're good there. But could Garrett Cooper be someone to keep an eye on? Hey, remember Aaron Hicks? Yep. Got him off the scrap heap from the Yankees last year, and he was huge. Contributed to the Orioles winning the American League East. But the Birds have dropped five in a row for the first time in over 2 years. Pre-Adley. Pre-Gunner, pre-Grayson, pre-Westy, pre-Moo-Man, pre all of those guys, they're tasting their first bitter pill of a losing streak that extends beyond four games. We'll talk more about that with Jim Hunter later in the show, but we'll come back to talk about the Ravens, that schedule, and the offense this year versus last year. Todd Monken, year two, how much do things change? Woman Crush Wednesday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. What's happening, everybody? Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's other side of the glass, coming up 11 o'clock. Going to start breaking down the Ravens' offense. Looking ahead, we're looking back at last year, first year with Todd Monken.
Yep.
Now going into year two and looking ahead to the opponents they will face and their expected defensive strength. So stay tuned for that. Whip around 11:15. A lot going on in the world of sports, kind of. Big NBA trade last night. We'll talk about that with Sean Devaney and the upcoming draft at 11:30 from Heavy.com. Got news from the Nest at noon. Jim Hunter joins us 12:30. Talk about the Birds. They've lost five straight. And then Cordell Woodland's going to join us for NFL Lunch, our colleague here on The Fan, at 1 o'clock. But getting back to last night's Orioles loss as we head into top of the hour. 10-8. Birds have lost five in a row. Jose Ramirez, three-run jack. A lot of hard contact off the bat of Cole Irvin, who has had a rough May, or June rather, after a May in which he was 3-1 with a 2.01. Acceptable.
Yep.
May, 1-2 with a 5.47. Unacceptable. 26 1/3 inning pitched. 40 hits. The whip is very much slow pitch softball. Like, he's given up five homers. He's only walked four, and he does usually have a pretty strong control. Mm-hmm. Another warning sign is that the opposing teams in this month, five starts, by the way, are hitting .345.
Whoa.
Everybody's Stephen Kwan, it seems.
Damn.
Against Cole Irvin. So he needs to get it together because they need him. And he understands that. And we played Cole Irvin after the game, basically saying, I sucked.
Yeah.
And they need him. And which irked me. In a game in which the Orioles beat the Yankees 17-5, I'm not irked. But the one thing that just stuck in my craw after the fact, Vinny, and I said it to my cousin Al when we were watching the game, I was like, can't believe that dude couldn't get through five innings.
Yeah.
I mean, they're giving you, they have just said, here's 11 runs. Take this W. Nope. Nah, I don't want it. Nah, Brian Baker, you come in, you get this W. Get that win. And then last night, knowing they needed length after Suarez on Sunday in Houston, and then Monday night, Cade Povich, who did, but by the way, they both pitched longer than Irvin did.
Yeah.
Like, you have to give them something, and he didn't. And not only did he not give them anything but grief. He was getting lit up. Now, do things change if McCann takes the out at first, and then there's maybe you get out of that inning before Ramirez even has an opportunity to do damage? Who knows? But Cole Irvin, man, we need you. We need you big time, because they're going to trade for a pitcher of the Orioles. We know that.
No doubt.
They're going to get a bullpen arm and a starter. I don't see him. I could be wrong. I don't see him getting two starters, because you get two starters, and again, it all depends on Dean Kramer's effectiveness.
Yeah, no doubt.
Then you move Irvin and Suarez to the bullpen.
Yep.
Because with Coulomb out till September, you need another lefty arm, and that could be Cole Irvin. And I think Suarez with 97, 98 with movement, I think he could be real effective in a setup role. I mean, it's Craig Kimbrel. We haven't even needed him.
No.
In quite some time.
But they were saying on TV last night, Bob, towards the end, they says they may get Kimbrel in just because he hadn't pitched in a while.
Yeah, it worked. And hopefully, no offense to Craig Kimbrel, they don't need him tonight because they win 10-0.
Yeah.
Or something like that behind Grayson Rodriguez. But yes, they need pitching. But Cole Irvin, he's had a rough month of June, and he needs to straighten it out, because the Birds obviously need him to be much more effective when he takes the mound every fifth day.
Bob, if they get guys, you know, and then they put Irvin and Suarez in the bullpen, who leaves? Vespi, Tate, or...
Well, Tate's got options.
Yep,
Tate has. And it's not like he's been all that great either. I mean, he has his moments of brilliance. Let's not forget, with Dylan Tate, he was a fourth or fifth overall pick by Texas. They traded him to the Yankees, and then the Orioles got him from New York in the Zach Britton trade, and he was great. And 22, missed all of last year. I believe it was an elbow issue. And they're slow playing him, I guess. But when he pitches, he can look really good or he can look real shaky. But, you know, Dylan Tate, because of the options, could be someone that could get sacrificed. Could the Orioles use another right-handed bat? They did sign Garrett Cooper yesterday to a minor league deal, who was an all-star 2 years ago for the Marlins. I don't know if he answers the questions they might have with right-handed power out there at either DH or outfield or first base. Well, you got first base covered. First base is covered. Mounty and O'Hearn. Yeah. Hey, I mean, you're good there, but could Garrett Cooper be someone to keep an eye on? Hey, remember Aaron Hicks?
Yep.
Got him off the scrap heap from the Yankees last year, and he was huge contributor to the Orioles winning the American League East. But the Birds have dropped five in a row for the first time in over 2 years. Pre-Adley. Pre-Gunner, pre-Grayson, pre-Westy, pre-Moo Man, pre-all of those guys, they're tasting their first bitter pill of a losing streak that extends beyond four games. We'll talk more about that with Jim Hunter later in the show, but we'll come back to talk about the Ravens, that schedule, and the offense this year versus last year. Todd Monken, year two, how much do things change?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.